A.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we go back to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, are you still with us?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to run, so I'll go ahead and bring up the line for somebody else. So I'll see you guys later.
Thanks for the call. Stephen called in to ask about idealism. I guess somebody had accused him of being, "You're an idealist," as though there's something wrong with that. I've been accused of that before as well, and it's true. I embrace it. What's wrong with being an idealist? I guess the accuser who accused me of it, I think it was probably Fred Parcells, one of the local politicos here in town.
I'm sure I've accused you of it.
Maybe you have too, but the suggestion is there's something wrong with having ideals, that it's somehow immature to be an idealist, and that as you get older, you'll start to understand.
You'll start to compromise your principles.
Yes, you'll no longer be an idealist. You'll be willing to embrace the use of force or whatever it is they think is going to change.
I think there's a reasonable tact to take and unreasonable, and I think that's what people are trying to say with you're an idealist.
So in other words, you get more uncivilized as you get older?
That's basically what they're getting at, yes. But they believe they're civilized, see? They believe those who believe in the use of force or the use of aggression against their neighbors believe that they're the ones that are civilized and adult, and that we're the ones those of us who are idealists are the ones who are childlike. And, of course, I believe the exact opposite. I think it's very childish to aggress against your neighbors as any childish bully would do.
Well,
and I think that's the childish position.
These are smears that are you. Both of these are smears. They are not an attempt to address whatever the issue is at hand. They are an attempt to, distract from it. You're idealistic. Well, okay, let's talk about the issue we're talking about right now instead of, a smear. You're childish. Well, is it true or not? Okay, I suppose that children don't like to be told what to do. Libertarians don't like to be told what to do. You can draw those parallels. However, in the case of children, generally they don't like to be told what to do by their parents, and their parents have legitimate authority over them because they live on their property. However, you are not my daddy, so shut up. Let's go back to the issue and let's talk about it,
One of the other issues we were talking about that I'd like to go back to was the question of obedience when it comes to being pulled over, when it comes to dealing with the police. And Vince Aprinowitz was talking about how when people submit to the police, a lot of them end up getting hurt or getting killed or thrown in jail cells when a little bit of non-cooperation can go a long way. I'm not suggesting, and I don't know what Soprinowitz was suggesting, but I'm not suggesting violence or resisting in that way against the police, but I am suggesting non-cooperation. And you said, Mark, that, well, if you don't roll down your window when the cop demands it, you're not respecting him, and I disagree with that. I think that you can non-cooperate and at the same time be respectful. And
I did not say that rolling down your window is not respectful. I would disagree.
Oh, you made it sound like it was disrespectful to not roll down your window and that you'd get a ticket.
Disrespectful things to do with the cops, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of them out there.
Like, however, F you pig.
Right. That too. Rolling down your window is just a good way to get a ticket. Okay.
You mean not rolling it down,
right.
you believe will increase your odds.
Not rolling down your window is a very good way to increase your odds. I have been pulled over many times, more times than not, I do not get a ticket. Okay, so, I didn't get kicked in the teeth, I didn't get thrown in a jail cell, I didn't get beaten up. It's because I treat the officers with respect, I look them in the eye, I smile at them, I make the interaction good. I have limited mind control capabilities. Work on them, for God's sakes. They're not that hard.
So you aren't saying that not rolling down one's window is disrespectful?
It's a jerky thing to do.
So, but you're saying it's jerky but not disrespectful?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
I think it's a jerky thing to pull somebody over who hasn't harmed another person or put anyone else in danger. Let's talk
to
Mike
Barsky. And that's
where
you're coming from, baby.
Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike Barsky, local New Hampshire activist, moved here from California as part of the Free State Project. And last night you were the man that was pulled over that I was talking about last hour. And you managed to get away from that situation without being completely obedient to the cop. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
I think,
how does this keep happening to you, man?
I am a cop magnet, apparently.
Well, Mark, you should know that once you get a record, once you're in the system, they like to keep targeting those people. I mean, that seems to be something that they like to do. I mean, if you've been busted for marijuana once, there's a good chance they're going to pull you over again and try to search you again and hope that they can snatch you, you know, BOP you or whatever. So it seems like once you've been in the system, they continue to target you.
You know, Mike, it must have been that pimp outfit you were wearing online there.
There, it was the fashion police.
So what happened last night?
A cop pulled me over, and actually, before I tell what happened, let me just say that I think something that Wayne said and something that Mark said were both accurate, but I think you're both either ignoring or ignorant of the fact that government is so arbitrary.
It is arbitrary, yes.
So what each of you had said is probably statistically correct in either your own experience or generally speaking, but there's just no knowing. I mean, I did almost the exact same thing back in early January, for which I did end up in jail, and last night, I didn't even have to get out of the car when a cop ordered me to.
Yeah.
He asked a few times. Oh, and I only rolled my window down a couple inches,
mm-hmm.
And I was polite, and I was non-cooperative. I chose not to answer her questions and tell her that, and she finally said, step out of the car, please, and she asked me two or three times. Then she ordered me, and I kept asking why. And she finally just said, sit tight, went to her car for 10 minutes and wrote me a ticket and then came back and I was free to go.
What were some of the questions, Mike, that you refused to answer? Did you hand over a driver's license and registration? What did you refuse?
I did hand over driver's license and registration. Everything else I refused to answer, and that was, where are you coming from? Where are you going? Are you aware of the speed limit? Why were you driving quickly? She wanted to know the name of the friend I had in the car, and I said, I'm choosing not to answer that question. So she asked, she asked my friend, do you have ID? And he said, yeah. And she said, can I see it? And he said, I don't see a point in that. And she left him alone.
That is great, by the way, to have your friends understand what liberty is about and to have them take a similar position as you. Because if you're in the car and you're with people that don't know how to stand up for themselves, then they can really just destroy that experience for you. So it's great that your friend was on your side in this case.
I agree that it's completely arbitrary, Mike. But the possibility exists that if you would have given her some of the information like, what's going on out here? Where are you going? You know,
questions.
What's that?
She'd ask more questions if she'd answered. So
maybe so. People, cops ask me questions. I give them answers. I don't go to jail. I don't get my teeth kicked in. It's amazing, Ian.
And he didn't get the answers, and he didn't go to jail or get his teeth kicked in.
But he did get a ticket.
I think where Mark's going is if I had, complied, essentially, answered her questions, depending on the answers, she might not have given me a ticket and let me go. And certainly, is that right, Mark?
Yep.
And that's certainly a possibility. But I think the opposite possibility is equally true. If I had done exactly what I'd done, I could have not gotten the ticket. I think it's fully arbitrary. In fact, let's say I kind of flustered this woman. Let's say she wasn't expecting someone to not cooperate. Well, after, she let me go, 5 minutes later she could pull someone else over and be in a bad mood, and they could be you answering all their questions, and she'd give you a ticket anyway.
Oh, I always expect to get a ticket when I get pulled over. I'm just, respectful and try to avoid it. I don't want to pay that ticket.
Well, now, Mike, you weren't disrespectful. You weren't saying F you, pig, or whatever. You weren't being rude as you refused to obey.
Not when she could hear me, no. I was being both, I wouldn't consider myself being respectful or disrespectful, but I was being polite and calm.
Well, I think if you aren't being disrespectful, then by proxy you're being, by default you're being respectful, in my opinion.
That could be.
So, and I think that if everybody were to take Mark's suggestion here and, well, just do whatever the cop asks you to do, or else you might make, or else they might give you a ticket, I think that if we had more people doing what you did, Mike, and that is refusing to obey and refusing to answer the questions, and even if they did get the speeding tickets, if they carried that through to the next level and refused to pay the tickets, then we could really have, I think there could really be some progress where the police would be much more wary about being so nosy with people, and they would understand that, crap, it's one of these people that won't answer my questions. Well, if I give them the ticket, they're not going to pay it, so what do you do then?
I think it's possible that what I did last night, or the way I did it, Mark might approve of or whatever, or agree with, and that is, well, the audio is available on NH Underground, but what should I tell you after the break?
You can. Hang on. More with Mike Barsky here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike, by the way, will be appearing in court for another reason coming up soon, and that's for organizing a public festival. He was arrested for that. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello again. This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster. Due to the machinations of our Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and as a result, societies are going to change in a big way. The life you have known since World War II is history. The world monetary system will begin its breakdown, and with it, the U.S. dollar, before the year is out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Those who understand what is in process have already lost confidence in the world's fiat currencies, and that is why physical offtake of gold and silver is what it has been for almost a year and still is. Mind you, less than 5% of the world population has been participating in the dumping of currencies for gold and silver. You can imagine what will happen when the public finally wakes up.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, they go back for an entire year completely on us at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal Internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. It's privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com.
All right, so we're continuing here. Mike Barsky is on the line with us. One of the New Hampshire Liberty activists was pulled over last night, allegedly for speeding. You were somewhat non-cooperative when it came to answering the police officer's questions. Was it a state patrolman or a local cop?
It was a city.
City cop. And so they pulled you over. They
come on, there's no city. What city?
Anyway, so
you'd
been pulled over and you did not answer all of their questions. You gave over license and registration. They wanted to know where you were coming from, where you were going to, the usual rigmarole that cops tend to ask absolutely everybody, because most people give up the information. They want to try to catch you. They want to try to catch you in a lie, or they want to find out if your, you know, the driver's license has a different address from where you currently live, which, of course, if you admit to, then that's a crime. So when the cop's asking you questions, they're asking you those questions to get you or to get you to give them some sort of probable cause to go on to arrest you for something. And you had the courage to not answer a lot of those questions, and it actually ended up working out to where the cop even demanded you get out of the car, and you just simply refused to obey that. You weren't rude to the cop. You weren't disrespectful to the cop, but you didn't obey their diktats, and you didn't comply with their orders, and you didn't answer all their questions. And I would say you came out of it relatively unscathed. Now, of course, as you pointed out, it's completely arbitrary what ended up happening. I mean, the cop could very well have pulled you through your car window had they, you know, smashed the window, pulled you out, and beaten you up. I mean, there's always that chance. There's always the chance they could just manufacture something and take you to jail. But at least last night, it ended up going pretty well. Plus, you had somebody else in the car with you who was also similarly non-cooperative in that they didn't answer questions. But there was more to the story you wanted to share with us, so go ahead.
Well, just the methodology. So this time I got pulled over, the first thing that was said between the cop and I was me asking, "Hi, what did you pull me over for?"
Ah, yes.
And she told me. She said for speeding or that I was driving too fast or something like that.
Good way to take control of the conversation, asking questions. He who asks the questions is in control of the conversation.
Yeah, and I can continue doing so, although they were almost always why. But as she was asking her questions of me, I was saying I choose not to answer. And after a while, she said, "So you guys are going to give me a hard time, or you guys aren't going to cooperate, is that it?"
You're going to give me a ticket,
no,
right?
No. And I realize it's angry cop talking, and that's probably where it was going. But I'm trying to point out that what I did was remain calm and polite, get firm and non-compliant, and I said, "No, I am cooperating with you. I answered some questions, and I'll continue to answer them if they're appropriate." Hmm. And that's it. And she kept asking, you know, "What's his name and where are you going?" and all that stuff, and I said, "I'm not going to answer those."
What's that have to do with speeding, lady?
Exactly. She already told me why she was pulling me over.
Good.
Excellent.
I like the system in that. I like it from a civil disobedience standpoint, I guess.
Right.
As far as not getting a ticket, probably not the most successful manner.
I don't think you were too concerned about that.
Ian's not concerned whether you get a ticket or not.
A lot of these activists are not going to pay the tickets even if they get them. So to them, that's not one of the things they're really too worried about.
Isn't that right, Mike? Isn't that right? You're not going to pay the ticket unless you get it, huh?
I'm not paying this one. I'm not.
Exactly. Hey, here's another question I had for you. You were coming back from an event where there were a number of Free Staters attending, a number of Liberty activists out for movie night, which is a weekly occurrence here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. And so as you were pulled over, there was another phone call that went into Pork 411, which is this distribution service where you call a phone number and your message is distributed to hundreds of email addresses. Now that I have one of the smartphones, I can actually check the Pork 411s on my phone, which is very nice. But so another phone call went in from somebody who'd passed you, Dale, one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live, had passed the scene where you were getting pulled over, and he recognized your car, and he wasn't sure whether he should turn around and come back to the scene. And I was wondering how you felt about that as being the victim of that pullover in that case. Dale was concerned that it might spook the cop, which might have been a valid concern, but at the same time, if something was to go down, I would have wanted to have had somebody else there on the scene, perhaps with a video camera or audio recording device, just somebody to watch to make sure that the cops aren't being abusive. How do you feel about the idea of somebody who's passing by that situation coming back and pulling over to the side of the road, possibly getting out and observing the situation? How would you feel about that, Mike?
Well, I think if they had the intent to come back and either record or video record, or to a lesser extent, just act as a witness, I'd be fine with that. I'd be thankful for that. But I can I think I agree that another car just suddenly showing up and parking and two or three people getting out would probably spook the cop unnecessarily, but the cop doesn't know that. I think what he did was just fantastic, and that is call when he recognized a friend in, you know, in danger of cop abuse, and they did stop. I didn't even know any of this was happening until after the incident. They stopped and waited and made sure that the cop and I drove off separately.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I was not aware of that either. I think that anything that we can do that's above and beyond what the average person would do, which is absolutely nothing, is good and a step in the right direction. And I think that, yes, that kind of behavior would spook a cop, but at the same time, I think there's some value in it. As long as you can do it cautiously and carefully, you know.
Man, I don't know how you go about doing that cautiously and carefully.
I don't know either, because they're going to pull a gun or get really... it would be very interesting to see what the police officer's response to that would be, because by that time, it was only one car that pulled you over, right, Mike? Did they call in multiple cops at any point, or was it just the one car the whole time?
Just the one. In fact, I was surprised. I thought when I refused to get out of the car when she ordered, she said, sit tight, and went to her car. I thought she was calling for backup, but
well,
she didn't.
She probably was, but the guy wasn't home. I mean, it's Swansea, for God's sake. There's only one cop on duty.
That's a good point. Yeah, probably hardly anybody else there. But, and if it was a daytime situation, that you'd probably be able to get away with a little bit better, I mean, as far as having
right.
other people show up on scene. Because ideally, if a cop is harassing somebody, you want to have more people there to witness it.
If it's the cop that's going to harass somebody, I mean, if you got that cop, that same cop is going to take that circumstance as a threat, a very serious threat.
I understand that, Mark, but does that mean they're going to start shooting the people that pull over to the side of the road and get out of the car?
If that seems unlikely. If they do, what kind of trouble are they going to get in?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much.
So if it's a cop that will abuse people, and he's not going to get in much trouble for shooting people to pull over on the to observe on the side of the road, will he start shooting?
I really don't know, Mark.
Okay, but he could, right? Like
he's an abusive cop,
and he wouldn't get any trouble for shooting people, right?
Probably not.
Don't pull over when your friends get pulled. Pull over way down the road.
No, I don't agree with your advice, Mark. I think
you can walk up slowly or something like that from pulling way down the road. But
yeah, whatever. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Pull 50 feet away and then start walking up or something like that.
Pull 50 yards away.
You know, I find that female police officers tend not to be so much adrenaline junkies. Their testosterone is a little lower.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I just find them easier to deal with.
Mike, any other thoughts for
Casanova?
You get it.
No, I don't. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude, thank you for being so non-cooperative last night and having a success with it. It was a great example, I think, for a lot of people, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I think that more people need to be paying attention to what the police are doing, and if that means pulling over and helping somebody else out who's been pulled over or offering assistance, you know, hey, do you want us to keep an eye on this? If not, then leave. If they do, then stick around and make sure everything goes smoothly. More on the way. You dial in. Bring what you want.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. the Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you have a substantial amount of credit card debt, this message is for you. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com has put together a program to help eliminate your credit card debt. This program can help put an end to mortgage foreclosure without hiring an attorney. It's true. You don't need an attorney to get the benefits of this proven system. So forget about negotiating with creditors or even thinking about paying off a percentage of your debt. Visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without any more payments to any creditors. This program is not a payment plan and does not require you to appear in court to defend against lawsuits. To learn more on how you can become debt-free in a few short months and the only program with a written guarantee, visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call an expert today, toll-free at 1-800-477-9256. 1-800-477-9256.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the wiki, the updates, the shrine, all free for you. Freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We were just talking moments ago to a fellow Free Stater. We, the three of us, by the way, that are on the show tonight, are all Free State Project members. We've all moved here to New Hampshire within the last few years in order to achieve greater liberty in our lifetimes. And I think we believe firmly that getting together with like-minded individuals all in the same geographic location will really help further that goal and will really make it a possibility. And I can definitely see that it's a possibility. There's so much going on here in New Hampshire that is just not happening anywhere else, whether it's little things like what happened with Mike Barsky last night, just doing a little bit of non-cooperation, or it's, you know, bigger things like, you know, the political system and trying to change that from the inside. It's all happening here. So you can find the activism that suits you best. Maybe you really dig civil disobedience. You'll find a tremendous crowd of support for civil disobedience here. You'll find civil disobedience activists. You'll find supporters. We've got the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And then again, there's, as I mentioned, there's all kinds of politico kind of things that are going on. I challenge you to find a liberty movement that is as exciting and as effective as the Free State Project.
Half as exciting and half as effective.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So we continue with your phone calls. And go to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Well, you mentioned before, and, you know, your topic for the last 20, 30 minutes has been this whole line between, you know, respect and, like, submissiveness. when dealing with the police specifically, but in general, like authoritative figures, I guess.
Sure.
And, you know, I really think I got to give credit to Mike from New Hampshire with that story about last night. Really, I think the thing you got to keep in mind most in a situation like that is always try and keep control of the situation and the conversation. You know, always keep, like you were saying, always keep trying to ask those questions. You know, make sure you don't give them a chance to just kind of take over and domineer everything.
If you're ever looking for a question, I think that's good advice. If you're ever looking for a question to ask, because sometimes it can be difficult to think on your feet, especially if you haven't practiced at this, and not many of us have the opportunities to practice this, and we'd be grateful to not be given them. But if you don't know really how to reword what a cop asks you into a question back at them, a good, I think, fallback question for anybody is, am I free to go? That's always a good one to just throw out there.
And am I being detained or am I under arrest? Yeah. What am I being pulled over for?
Mike, other thoughts?
I was going to say I agree with that. But just to same kind of idea, I don't know if I believe you guys have gotten calls from other people in my area about it's something kind of similar but not really has been going on at our school. I don't know. Alex calls in sometimes. He talks to you guys, I know. I think Dorian might have called in a few
times.
What's
going on?
Well, we wore 9/11 was an inside job t-shirts to our high school one day. And by second period of the day, we had all been called down to the disciplinarian's office. And
there's somebody with the title disciplinarian?
What?
There's somebody with a title, disciplinarian?
Yeah.
Welcome to New Jersey.
God.
Yeah, exactly.
How bizarre.
And what is the difference between a principal and a disciplinarian?
Well, we've got our principal, we've got our vice principal, we've got two disciplinarians, actually, because our school has a fairly large student body. We have one for specifically the freshmen in our high school, and then we have one who deals with the sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
You will do 10 push-ups now.
this is just a dean, right?
What's a dean?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Basically handle discipline.
Really? I thought a dean was like a principal. But that's not another name for a principal?
A dean is in college.
No, they only have, you know, they only really have power over the disciplinarian part of it, but they all run in like the same circle. There's really like five of them who, you know, you see them walking around the hallways all the time, and they're all like, you know, they towel around school looking like they're, you know, hot stuff or whatever.
Heil Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. And so they called us down, and the two with the disciplinarian title took us both into a side office. And at that point, they had myself and three and then eventually four other students wearing the t-shirts down in the office. And they sat down and they told us, listen, you know, we don't want to talk about this. We're not giving you any options. Take them off or you're suspended. That was what we were told. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I nobody really said anything. And I said, well, can I ask a question? And he goes, sure. Now, this is right after he said, by the way, we don't want questions.
Okay.
So, a lot of times it seems like they fall back on that. But, you know, I said, you know, why do you want us to take off the shirts? You know, why? Was pretty much the basic question. And they were like, well, you know, people find it offensive. You know, I personally find it offensive. And with our school specifically, our entire administration, they base 90% of their decisions off their personal feelings and biases, which is completely ridiculous.
Sure.
You know, they say any shirt that is found offensive can be reported and we'll make a student remove it. And we actually ran some other experiments, I guess you want to call them, where we would wear a normal t-shirt with no anti-popular opinion statement or anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have a student report one of us. And we'd get called down, and never once were any of us made to take off the shirts.
So they were making arbitrary decisions.
9/11 was in the job shirts.
So they were making arbitrary decisions as to what it is you should take off when they claimed that they would make anybody take off any shirt that somebody else found offensive.
Exactly.
Why don't you wear a shirt that says authority is good and see if they make you take that off?
You know, by the way, just to interject here, Mark, I looked up the definition of dean as opposed to disciplinarian, and no, they are not one and the same.
They
a dean
not.
Is basically a school principal. A dean is the head of a faculty, school, administrative division of a university or college. Synonyms there include president, principal, administrator, whereas a disciplinarian is a person who enforces or advocates discipline. Synonyms there are czar, authoritarian, tyrant, bully, despot, master, stickler, and trainer.
Well, funny thing, my high school, the public high school that I went to, had a principal, a vice principal, a dean of boys, and a dean of girls.
Interesting.
And they were
disciplinarians. Got it. So what else did you have to share with us?
Well, it just, you know, it seems kind of, the whole thing was pretty much ridiculous, and we all knew that, but eventually we all took off the shirts because, you know, none of us wanted to get suspended, and
right,
we'd already been given, you know, talks and stuff by our my parents and stuff ahead of time. None of them really wanted us doing it, but we did it anyway. And the entire situation was just it was ridiculous. The amount of hypocrisy that they imply in enforcing the rules in our school is disgusting.
Yep, I remember that situation because Alex had called to tell us about it, and he actually had apparently had a voice recorder with him during the conference with the principal. He sent me the link to the voice recorder recording, and he held his own pretty good in that conversation. He basically ended up He basically told the principal or disciplinarian, whoever he was, that he didn't really want to obey and he wasn't going to, but because his mom basically begged him to, he did. So he was doing it for his mom. He let that guy know that he was doing it for mom and not for him. He was taking off the shirt because mom, you know, he still lives in mom's house. And so basically you're under mom's roof. Mom gets to set certain rules for you. So that I totally understood. And that's unfortunately where you are when you're in high school. And good luck getting out of there. Are you done after this year?
No, I still got a couple of years left.
Bummer. All right, man. Well, have fun with it and let us know what happens as things develop. Always interesting to hear from our listeners that are still stuck in the government indoctrination camps and their adventures. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected promoted to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it now. 800-259-9231. You dial in, talk about whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the amp call-in lines, we go to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. When I answered the phone, Sam, you said you'd been arrested. I didn't ask you why because I wanted to find out on the air. What happened?
Sorry, I'm a little shaken up. I was walking into town today just to take care of some stuff, and you know, we've been talking about messing with the parking meters and like doing the silicone thing, but I've read the laws, and if you do that and it's, and the city can claim that they lose over $1,000 in revenue, then it's a felony charge.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't seem like a very good idea. But there's the funeral home that's right there on the road, and they put covers over all the parking meters. And, you know, I don't think it's fair that they should get an exception. So as I'm walking by, I just decided to grab a few of them and pull the covers off that say funeral home on them.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
And then just, I wasn't going to keep them or anything because that's not my property. So I just threw them kind of up by the funeral home there, and I went into town, didn't think anything of it. That was kind of fun. And took care of some stuff, and then walking back, this is probably 15 or 20 minutes later, there's the parking attendant lady there, there's two cops, and then there's like six or eight people standing outside. And I figure,
He did it!
Yeah, so I turned to go down a different street, go up the other way, and they see me and, you know, stop.
Crap. Get
and
him!
The two cops come running over, and they ask, you know, let me see some ID, and I, you know, was just walking into town. I kind of make it a point not to carry it, and I told them I don't have any ID to show you. And then I had my phone, so I pull that out to start a quick video so I can stream it to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately grab my wrist, throw it around, and put me in handcuffs. The phone falls to the ground.
Oh, gosh.
And then they take me in. They keep asking questions, and I'm not answering them. And they put me in the back of the car, and eventually I sit there for a few minutes. Eventually, two cops get in the front, and then one guy gets in the back. He's in a suit with me, and I thought, that's really strange. Why are there three people in this car? And the cop driving puts it in drive and starts driving away. And they go, so you're not going to tell us who you are? And I said, I basically eventually just said no. And the passenger said, that's okay. We know who you are. We're the Blue Light Gang. You're Sam I Am, aren't you? Where's your green eggs and ham now, huh?
Is this an April Fool prank?
This is serious.
No, you really did get arrested?
They're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Mark's shaking his head. He believes that this is fake.
I believe this is April Fool's.
Oh, damn you guys. You couldn't let me finish.
What's the punchline, man?
Yeah, I want to hear the punchline.
They were going to make me sing, and I was going to sing Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me
Well, go ahead.
I want to hear that. I want to hear that. Do it with the list.
That the guy in the back, it was a cop, and it was a funeral for his aunt. So that's why they were so mad at me.
I was so disappointed that you would have taken someone's private property and done something to it.
Well, they moved it.
Right. Well, that's still, you're messing with somebody else's private property. And I was like, oh, Sam, what were you thinking? But you didn't do that, and that's good. Good to know.
I didn't. Nope. No. There's better ways to affect change, and it comes from changing people's minds, not from destroying property or buildings or hurting people or anything else. That's the way government solves problems, and that's really an ineffective way to do it.
Well said, Sam.
All right, Sam, anything else you wanted to share?
Nope, that was it.
Thanks for calling tonight.
All right, very good. You're Sam I Am, aren't you?
800-259-9231. He sounded really distraught when I answered the phone.
He sounded distraught on the phone there, but I could just see, you know, like, I don't know, something in his delivery set me off. I wasn't thinking of it at first, but then when you said, yeah, there's something wrong. When you said April Fool's, and I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong here.
Let's go and talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is about the speeding tickets with patrolmen.
Yes, sir.
A thing that a lot of people do when they get pulled over is they panic. Mm-hmm. Lots of times people are going the legitimate speed limit. I had an interesting situation happen with me on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. An officer pulled me over and said, oh, you're doing 81 miles an hour in a 65. I'm like, no, I'm not. And he said, well, I clocked you doing this speed. I'm giving you a ticket, blah, 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 blah. And I let him do his job. He wrote me a ticket. And I said, I would like to see your registration on the squad car. And he's like, excuse me? I said, your squad car is public property. I'm a taxpayer. I am subpoenaing the maintenance records on your squad car for faulty equipment. And he's like, well, you're entitled to do that. So he let me write down his.
Hello? Oh, I think we just lost him. Well, was he getting intriguing? I found it hard to believe that maybe that was another April's Fool. I found it hard to believe that a cop would just hand over their registration to you, but it's an interesting approach. Ask the cop for there. You, sure, I'll give you my registration as soon as you give me yours, officer.
That's my identification. Sure. You got some?
It's an interesting approach. I mean, for instance, when the cops want to ask you what your name is, I don't think it's unreasonable at all to return, I'd be happy to tell you my name if you give me your business card. Because all cops are supposed to carry around some form of business card identification. Many times they won't have it with them, but it's my understanding that they are supposed to have these things. And that way you can have that cop's name with you for later on in case something does go wrong. And then once they give you their card, you can tell them whatever you want to tell them.
And the fake cops probably don't have business cards printed up either.
That's a good point. Yeah, that is the truth. So, yeah,
but when you ask the fake cops for their business card, that's when they pull the real gun on their hip.
That's a possibility, too. All right, 800-259-9231. If we get Ed back, we'll give him a shot back so he can finish his story. In other news, speaking of the police, Looks like the energy police are going to be out and about in the UK, according to the Daily Mail. Our movements are already being tracked by CCTV, speed cameras, and even spies in dustbins. Now, snooping on the public has reached new heights, or lows, depending on how you look at it, with local authorities putting spy planes in the air to snoop on homeowners who are wasting too much energy. Thermal imaging cameras are being used to create color-coded maps, which will enable council officers to identify offenders and pay them a visit to educate them about the harm to the environment and the measures that they can take. Scheme is already underway in Norfolk, which has spent £30,000 hiring a plane with a thermal imaging camera. It said the exercise has been so successful, other local cops...
What's successful about it? Successful finding people that are wasting energy and going and harassing them?
Yeah.
I mean, £30,000, that's like $60,000. I mean, what's successful? You successfully wasted a bunch of people's money.
How much energy did they put into the gas tank of that plane flying around doing all that?
Yeah.
Critics have warned the crackdown was another example of local government people extending their charter to poke their noses into every aspect of people's lives.
That's what they do best.
The aircraft took images of homes and businesses, with those losing the most heat showing up as red, while better insulated properties appear blue. The council's head of environmental services said the original plan was to target businesses, but it was realized the scope could be extended to include residential properties. So immediately an extension of the program. Like, before they even started the program, they expanded their purview.
You know what we could do? We could hassle regular folks, too.
Yeah. And how long will it be before it's just... Because right now they're showing up and giving you a stern talking to. Yeah. How long is it going to be...
Educating you, whatever that might be.
Right. How long is it going to be before now you are the most energy-wasting house on this block, and you have... you've got 90 days to make your house more energy efficient.
Shape up.
You know what? When those LED light bulbs come down in price, that's going to make a huge difference in energy consumption.
They have come. Oh, LEDs.
LEDs, right.
Yeah.
Because they use even less than the compact fluorescents.
They've actually got something that's newer than LEDs now that is like twice as bright. And I don't know if it's more affordable or not, but they've got something that's even better. And LEDs are pretty amazing. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So watch out for the energy cops. They might be coming to a neighborhood near you. And don't think that just because it's in the UK that it won't happen here. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.